Here's to the new father.
Cheers, mate.
So, what was it like actually being there? Tell me everything.
Oh, it was incredible. Lots of pain, lots of shouting and activity, really intense. I tell you, they had to give Katie an episiotomy.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Right, it's to help the baby come out. They get these great big scissors.
No, whoa, stop. Second thoughts, mate. No, don't tell me everything. You didn't video this, did you?
God, no. I mean, but if you want a video to see what it's like, I'd recommend the first 10 minutes of Saving Private Ryan.
Right, but you survived?
Just, although Katie and I had a bit of a fight over the gas and air. I tell you, our dads were lucky. When we were born, there was none of this fathers being present.
Well, you didn't want to be there at your daughter's birth.
Oh, of course you didn't. No man does.
Well, every father I've ever spoken to says it was the best experience of his life.
They were lying. For the benefit of hindsight, they were lying. Of course, now, in retrospect, I wouldn't have missed it for anything. But at the time, it's hell. You've got nothing to do. Everyone else, they're doing all the work, stuff you don't understand, leaving you with the terrible feeling that it's you that got this poor woman pregnant, and now they're having to cope with the mess.
Well, I'm sure Katie was glad to have you there.
Yeah, I'm sure she was. She was telling me all the way through that it was all my fault, and if she ever survived, she was going to kill me.
Well, I'm sure that helped her.
But then, of course, suddenly, in the middle of all this mayhem, seemingly out of nowhere, a baby's there, and everything's wonderful. They let me cut the cord. Yeah. The proudest moment of my life. Felt like the Queen opening a supermarket. I think I could do with another drink, Dad.
I think you've deserved one, Your Majesty. Same again, please, John. So how's she doing now?
Difficult to tell, really. She spends all her time crying.
Well, babies do that. No, I was talking about...